is the Riots on Radio U podcast time.
Welcome to your Friday. Now, just remember, on Monday, we'll be kicking off our Radio U Spring Fundraiser. Radio U is what, you know, holds the Riot.
It is.
We're the morning show for Radio U. So while we do our fundraiser, this will go away during that time. So
it will.
If you want to stay and, of course, check in with us, go to riot.radiou.com. Maybe spend the time catching up on some older podcasts if you're new to the podcast series. Or think about donating. Take some time through radiou.com and help out through the spring fundraiser.
To be completely blunt, the next 2 weeks will give you a taste as to what would happen if Radio U disappeared. Because there would be no Riot.
So maybe that would be a reason for you to help support if you realize how important it is.
Something to think about. So go ahead and get in now at iamradiou.com. Today in the podcast, Subway is suing.
For a lot.
Netflix is celebrating. St. Patrick's Day is running. Canadian coffee is eating. The Donald is twittering with the McDonald'sing. And you can find out how I actually do play a large role in that. Well, okay. It's a large role to me.
Sure.
It feels big to me. It's a walk-on role in the, you know,
it's
the world.
Important.
But like
it's
it was,
important.
It's my role to
it's
play.
A part of the story. So.
So that and more. So enjoy the podcast. Have an amazing weekend.
Bye.
The Riots is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
So it's St. Patrick's Day. And check me out. I've got my Kiss Me I'm Irish shirt.
Your green shirt you wear once a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's for. This is it.
That's like, its place in life.
Yeah. And it knows that. It just hangs there waiting for its chance to come out once a year. So it was hanging there today and it's just like, hello.
I get to come out today.
Hello.
Which is terrible if you would forget it on its one important St. Patrick's Day day.
I'm not going to say it's never happened, but you know what? Here it is.
You remember today. Good job.
So this morning I saw these people. It didn't look to be an officially sanctioned race per se, but they were all out running and they had, first off, like the guy had like a headlamp or something.
The one, yeah, you can wear.
Yeah, it was tinted green.
Okay.
Okay, exactly. Okay.
I see where we're starting on this.
Dude that was running with him had like green lights of some kind on his shirt. And I thought, like, well, I mean, I definitely can see them. That's working.
Safety first.
You know, they were really into it. So that was like two guys. And then I want to say quarter mile behind them, something like that. There are these two girls running in green tutus.
Yeah.
And stuff like, you know, you see with people running. And the one lady had, and I was at a traffic light, so I really got to look at it. She had the headband with the four-leaf clovers.
The antennas.
Attached. Yeah, antennas. Like, attached to.
Well, they went all out
springs.
For today, didn't they?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, they're really into this, but it wasn't a. It was just like, hey, guys, let's get together on Friday, dress up for St. Patrick's Day, and go for a run in the dark, mind you.
Well, that's why you need to have all the light stuff.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, if it was the middle of the day, people are going to see you. It's a thing. And I mean, I get it. You're being an attention person. But I get it, right? But
it's just something fun. I bet they have to make it fun if they're going to be running like that.
I just feel like that kind of fun is either for daylight or really late at night. The fact that they're up that early
this
in the morning.
This is a healthy alternative, though. And technically, five in the morning is still really late at night.
Oh, my gosh. So you think they...
I don't think they started, like, the pub crawl.
They've been up partying since about 1 a.m.?
I don't think so. I think they're like, no, you know what? We're doing a new year and a new us, so let's get up early and run on St. Patrick's Day. This is their way to celebrate.
I can't bring myself to decorate myself for any...
You're missing out.
I guess, right? Like, when I'm running in the morning, it's just like, whatever.
But they're in a group setting.
I know, but I don't have any groups... friends, whatever. And if I did, I wouldn't be like, hey guys, tomorrow let's theme our run so we're wearing our St. Patrick's Day stuff. I mean, it's cool that they did.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if you're going to do that, it should be daylight so people could at least see it. I guess I did see it.
You did see it.
But I really had to look. It was dark.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Netflix. That's where I'm going to be. That's what I'll be doing in my apartment next week. that I'm building upstairs watching some Netflix.
In your office apartment.
Office/apartment.
Your office tell.
Yeah. I'm going to get a fridge and a little bucket in there, too. For,
but, I don't even want to ask.
Well, I just got to have something
sure,
to put the ice in.
It's fine.
Okay?
Nope.
It's an ice bucket.
Sure, that's what you were wanting us to think.
What I meant, of course.
Of course.
Netflix had a big record-setting moment this year that they won't tell everybody about. On January 8th. What the heck was January 8th? Let's look at the actual calendar. January 8th was a Sunday.
Yeah.
All right? On Sunday, January 8th, they had a streaming record. They streamed 250 million hours of content that day.
Wonder what was special about that day.
I don't think they had anything that came out that day.
It just happened to be some day that no one had anything else going on and we all streamed?
I guess. I mean, it was the Sunday that was like the first Sunday of the year after New Year's.
Everybody's taking it easy.
Everybody's just like, man, we went back to work and school and it's the hardest. It's so hard.
Like, I'll just sit here and watch anything.
Yeah. So they announced that record yesterday. The other thing they announced yesterday is they're changing their user review system. Right now, there's a 5-star system in place. And when you can pull up any movie on Netflix and you can rate it on a 5-star scale. And they're like, yeah, we're going to stop doing that. Which, in fairness, if you look at some of their content, I can understand why, because they have a lot of stuff on there that gets like a star, a half a star.
Two to three, maybe.
Like,
if that. That's average.
Really, really low rated. And now they're just going to a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Bang.
Just thumbs up, thumbs down. Now, there's a conspiracy floating.
I know what that probably is.
Now, Nikki, what do you think it is?
I bet that's to make certain people happy who maybe feel unfairly reviewed for particular shows/movies, including Netflix originals.
Well, there is that, but the other thing that is popping up is that they say the fact that they have overhauled and changed the rating system today.
Yeah, because of Iron Fist coming
may
out.
May have something to do with the fact that Iron Fist is releasing today, and people are saying that that show is no good.
Well, it'd be more thumbs down than perhaps thumbs up, and so they don't want it to show an actual star rating system.
Well, that's the rumor.
Clever. Very clever.
Not saying it's true.
It's just too, like, perfect if that's what they were doing.
I know. But again, we don't know if that's what's actually going on. We'll just see, I guess. So Iron Fist is out today. I plan on trying to squeeze some Iron Fist time in
this
weekend.
It might still be, like, good enough to still enjoy, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I have bad taste in stuff anyway.
So I'm sure you'll love it.
It may turn out to be, like, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best.
That's the worst when that happens because you're just quietly liking it. And if someone talks about it, you're like, oh, that?
Oh, yeah. I don't even feel like telling you what I think about it.
When secretly you love it.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
So spring break is happening. Nikki and I are celebrating our spring break by spending even more time together in this room.
We really
this
appreciate
room
it.
Together.
I know.
So,
I'm excited.
Spring break.
That starts for us on Monday.
We're doing a spring fundraiser.
That'll be through imradiou.com if you want more details, and then we'll kick things off on Monday with you guys.
Yeah, you could give right now if you wanted to. If you want spring break to come early, yeah! I know some people like to just take a week off and go places, but Nikki and I like to double down and work even more. That's our spring break.
High five.
Whoosh! Yeah.
Wonderful.
So let's talk about spring break. You know, it's happening in Florida right now.
Well, everywhere, but a lot of people choose to go to Florida.
Well, Nikki, we're going to focus on Florida right now, okay? That's what's going on. Spring break in Florida, you go down there and what do? Of course, you get a tattoo. Because you want to have something.
Mistakes are made.
Well, you want to have something to remember all the other mistakes by. So, you know.
Well, it's like, you know, having a photo just put on you. And it's not like a tattoo's a mistake. It's not.
It isn't necessarily a mistake.
No. But
it
with.
It can be.
In certain situations.
There are times and places.
Yeah. You expect, like, whatever place you go to get some work done, that they're going to have your best intentions in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look and see if you're in a capacity to get a tattoo.
Well, and Nikki, I would add that there's a certain amount of trust on their part in which they are trusting that you have some things together.
Yeah.
Like the money to pay for it.
Sure.
And in this particular case, Andrew, He's down at Key West having himself a good time. Get a little tattoo. Show his bros. Whatever. It's going to be so sweet, bro. Wait till you see it. And he went ahead and got himself a tattoo. And then he was like, what's that? And then he ran out without paying for it. There's one small problem. He then, of course, did what everyone does after they get a tattoo. He posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And bragged about his tattoo. So the tattoo shop knew that he would post on Facebook, and they just...
They had at least his name or something?
They just did an area search, watching to see when that tattoo would pop up. It's a public post. They found it on Facebook, got his name, his info, reported him to the police, and busted!
I guess I'm always amazed that people are making public posts like that.
Yeah. Like, hey, I just stole this thing. Look at it!
Yeah, just surprised.
Yep. Well, that's what ended up happening. So, I mean, is there a moral to this story?
If you own your own shop, get him to pay or put money down before you start something.
Money down is good. I also think that, you know, if you're going to steal something, don't post it on Facebook, but I'm going to take it one step farther. How about don't steal something?
Now that's something.
I know it feels judgmental when I say it though.
Maybe.
Like it feels judgmental.
Watch your tone with it.
I know. I don't want to tell people how to live. It's just, you know, if you wouldn't want people stealing from you, then
you might not. Look at that. How dare you. That's judgmental.
The other thing I would say is, like, you know, think hard before you get a tattoo.
What did he get? A key? Because he's at Key West.
He got a tattoo. Let's see. He got a tribal shark.
Sure. So I guess.
What, Nikki? Are you judging?
I don't have any tribal art, so no.
So this is a tribal shark. It's nice. And, you know, he'll always remember. Remember that time we were in spring break, bro? It was so sweet. And there it is. Look at my shark.
Look at him.
And I didn't pay for it at all. Except for, you know, the couple of weeks I spent in jail. But I showed them.
It adds to the story. So.
Plus, while he's in jail, he can probably get some more tattoos.
True.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
So, Nikki, I know that this summer... You had thought about, like, hey, maybe I'll go on a vacation. Maybe I'll go places and have fun or whatever. But I'm here to tell you that you don't need to go anywhere.
Why?
The only thing you're going to need at home to have the best summer ever
is what?
Is America's most watched network.
Which is?
I'm talking about CBS.
Well, what are they going to give me to make sure that this summer I don't need to go do anything?
You, from the comfort of your own couch, are going to be able to participate in the game show sensation that is sweeping the nation.
Which is?
Candy Crush Saga.
Oh my gosh, like 10 years later.
You know what, though? Think about it. 10 years ago, now people have got nostalgia for it. Remember when we played Candy Crush on our phones?
Remember how
and we
awesome
kept
that
annoying
was?
Everybody with all those notifications, asking them to play Candy Crush with us?
Actually, I never really got into Candy Crush. I don't think I ever played Candy Crush.
I played it on my phone once because, you know, everybody's doing it.
Oh, it was the jumping off for a lot of the styles of games that now there's just tons of.
When they told me, okay, here was the problem. When it was one of those things where I realized Candy Crush was basically a match three game.
Yes, then you can see that formula in so many other things.
I've been playing match three games way before that, and I would pay $10 for them on my Nintendo DS. And it was like, wait, so you want me to pay over and over and over again for a game that's designed to... No, sorry, I was out. But, Nikki, this is a game show sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Yes, when is this going to be on?
Oh, man. July 9th. Cancel your flights.
Hopefully you got the insurance.
Call the condo and tell them you won't need the booking. Whatever. Because
you're staying in.
All the fun you're going to need is going to be happening right there in your living room.
And when you're telling me this, I feel like this is going to be like put around, what's the one, like Wheel of Fortune or something? Or is this a prime time?
Well, no, it's going to be a prime time thing. Sunday, July 9th, Candy Crush will crush the scene. I don't know what time it's going to start, but you know, you mentioned Wheel of Fortune. That's in syndication.
Yeah.
So this is something that's going to be a network show.
Can't wait.
Big time, Nikki.
There's not a lot on CBS I've watched or are currently watching.
They're America's most watched network.
We will, to like what age group?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter that they can just, a blanket statement that they can just say. I don't know. I guess maybe tell your family members if they... still play that game, that they might have a show.
This is, you guys could all gather. Let's gather around,
with
guys.
With your phones in hand. I bet there'll be some sort of connection where you can play, too.
Wait, are you telling me that they're going to use this for a cross-media marketing promotion?
If they're smart, they will.
That's insane!
So in July, Candy Crush on CBS.
Yep, well, it's happening. As I said, you're not going to need that vacation, Nikki, so
cancel it now. I might
still
take it. I might.
Well, you know, the good news is, if you do go on vacation, you can take Candy Crush with you.
What they're hoping on.
Don't worry, I've got the answer for everything. I should so be a brand ambassador for somebody. That's what I should be out there doing. Like, no, let me tell you about this. You need it.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
I am pretty. I am fun.
The Riot. Radio U.
So here's what's going on with us. We told you we're getting ready for the spring fundraiser. We covered the soda part, but there's another part you got to know about. Snacks.
Snacks happen.
A lot of snacking that goes on during the spring fundraiser. I think it really isn't that we need it. It's just an excuse to do it.
Well, you kind of just get to a groove of like you eat, you sleep, you raise money, and that's it.
You sleep, raise money, sure. So what do you got over there? These are our Canadian snacks from...
Really?
Do you know it?
I want to see if you know it.
No, you don't. You're busted.
No, because I don't want to say it wrong, and so then therefore I don't recall it.
Oh, it's Sharia.
Yeah, there it is. I'm glad you knew that.
I had that pulled up.
But she was so sweet. She sent us this huge box of Canadian snacks, and yesterday we had a few of them. But I was hungry, and we don't have anything special for like St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, we can just try some more of the Canadian stuff.
We can just keep eating.
So these are hickory sticks. They're basically like the little, Julian, like the little French fries.
Yeah.
But done in a...
I don't know what it smells like. It smells
hickory,
like liquid
like mesquite.
Smoke.
Yes, liquid smoke.
Well,
but
I know.
They're salty.
Okay.
How much salt is that?
All that stuff they sent us is incredibly salty.
Whoa, that's a lot of salt.
Yep. I need some soda then.
You're going to need to wash it down.
That's fine.
They're good, but very... Yes, we've had...
Shockingly salty. Those ketchup chips I had yesterday... I think is the saltiest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
We also had all-dressed chips, which there's ketchup and all-dressed American chips.
Uh-huh.
They're not as seasoned as Canadian stuff.
Not even close.
I don't know if we're getting the short end of the potato stick here in the United States, but our stuff is not seasoned.
They just figure I'm getting our sodium from enough other places.
I mean, it's almost too much salt, don't you think?
We're sensitive. Now, here's my question. At the top of this bag,
those are good, though.
It says Hostess.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the same as like American Hostess?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like the same logo. But it's owned by Frito-Lay.
Does Frito-Lay own Hostess?
Hmm. These are all questions we're just asking.
Oh, they're important questions. We're going to spend a lot of time on the internet later figuring that out. Okay, so I think those pass the test.
They do, but I feel like my blood is slowing down or something. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, then you need some caffeine, Nikki.
Like what happens when you have too much sodium?
Here's the coffee crisp. Which I had a lot of people that messaged yesterday. They're like, those are my favorite.
These are from Nestle.
Yeah.
Nestle. And I think, I really, really, really think we've had these before.
Well, it's like a really big Kit Kat.
Is it? A coffee crisp?
Well, it's like wafers in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these might be available in the U.S.
I think so, too. Probably a different version, but those are good.
Yeah.
Well, these are cute. Listen, I got into the Canadian box.
Is it supposed to taste like coffee?
Yes, there's an aftertaste to the coffee. You don't get that?
Well, I haven't eaten enough to have the aftertaste yet.
It hasn't kicked in yet?
You
had more potatoes of the potato sticks?
I did, and you know what? I'm drinking coffee.
I think that's probably why.
And you know what's funny is I actually think we've had this conversation before.
Exactly about these things. I swear we have had these before.
I think I've said that exact comment about the coffee.
We have totally had these, but they're very, very good. But yes, there's a little kick of a coffee taste at the end, but it's delicious. I like the wafer stuff.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what. I think a weekend of eating like this, and I'll be ready for the fundraiser on Monday.
On Monday, you got to stretch your stomach out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still have one of those cake things they have. And can I just tell you, the reason I have a hard time remembering
her name?
Shreya's name. I keep wanting to call her Shannara, like that TV show.
The Riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the Riot.
Let's talk about me and McDonald's. 2 days ago, so that would have been Wednesday, I tweeted that McGriddles are great. And they are great. Gosh, McGriddles, right? I mean, come on. It's not just that you're getting the sausage. I feel like the egg and the cheese with the sausage is great. But man, when they add what are essentially pancakes on the end, I feel like the cheese shouldn't be good. Like it doesn't belong there.
Sure.
But I got to tell you what. One time I got it with cheese because I was ordering it without cheese, but I put cheese on it. Oh, it's magic in there.
Can't go back.
No, can't go back. I need the cheese on there.
Did I catch, did McDonald's treat you or tweet you or what did they do?
They treated me.
They're just giving you something. They're giving you a lunch.
I tweeted about that thing and then they did. They tweeted back at me.
Yeah.
They were like, hey.
In a nice way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was all excited about it. Like, look at me. I'm such a up and comer. McDonald's tweeting at me from their main account. You know what? I'm important. I have important conversations with people. I'm going to brag to people about how McDonald's talks to me.
They probably do that a lot.
No, that was special.
Special to you?
Special for me, Nikki. They almost never tweeted people. Are you talking about major international corporations interacting with people on social media?
They're usually so silent.
That doesn't happen. That was a fluke. That was somebody at McDonald's that's a huge fan of ours, and they were like, oh, they're finally tweeting about us. Yes. And I was excited about it. Then, you know, a couple hours later, McDonald's posts that anti-Trump tweet that, you know, just blew up yesterday. And then it basically tore my whole world apart because what could have probably happened was McDonald's doesn't care about me. They don't care about the little guy that's out there just so excited about his McGriddle and just so pumped about hearing from McDonald's. No, no, no. You know what? Instead, that was a hacker. Just like, you know what?
They got hacked.
We're going to screw up McDonald's reputation. We're going to insult Donald Trump. And we're going to tweet back at Obadiah, that loser.
Do you feel like your tweet came within the window then of a hacker? Or?
Well, at this point, everything's suspect. It all is. So that brief boost of self-confidence that
it means nothing.
That when I threw trash at a Burger King when I was driving past it because I just felt so empowered by what McDonald's has done, I wanted to lash out at their competing brands. And then to find out that they got hacked. That's great.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, but you keep tweeting, okay?
No, forget about it. I actually shut my Twitter account down last night and then cried myself to sleep. Woke up several times. I felt like I saw a big glowing M in my bedroom, but I think I was just having a nightmare.
I bet yours was before the hacking happened.
I don't think so, Nikki.
My favorite is they said it was either probably, yes, maybe they got hacked, or most likely a disgruntled employee. Because I find it amazing. They're like, yeah, 2 hours later, they realized the tweet was there against President Trump and then removed it.
Right.
If you're any small company, you usually check your stuff more than every 2 hours, let alone if you're a major company.
See, I think it's the other way around because, okay, here at Radio
that's
U.
That's people's jobs. Twitter is.
Yeah, but, okay. All right, think about it like this. Here at Radio U, everybody does everything.
Yeah.
So as a result, like we have Twitter pulled up. Plus, we basically don't work at all. So we spend all that
time
staring at TweetDeck. McDonald's is like a real company where people have actual jobs and things to do. And so it's not like the CEO at McDonald's is like, oh my gosh, somebody, we just tweeted? I can't believe someone just tweeted from the official McDonald's account.
At least for McDonald's is so big that there must be a Twitter department to handle that. So no way they're just not going to know it for 2 hours.
The Twitter department is Bob, who was on lunch.
Yes, actually, that's more like Bob didn't take his phone with him one time.
He's like, you know what? I'm tired of them thinking they own me. I'm not. I'm putting it in airplane mode. And I'm going to Burger King. Shh, don't tell anybody.
It's like when you take it off airplane mode and then you suddenly get all, like people have been trying to track you down or find you for something. And then you see what's been unleashed.
You think it's because they know you went to Burger King?
Could be.
But then it actually turns out that
hiding.
Your company just insulted the president and it was your responsibility.
Way to go.
Yeah. Hey, have fun in that meeting.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music. music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's the Riot on Radio U.
You've been planning on taking that summer excursion this year where you're going on the Titanic dive.
You remember that?
Remember, it was going to cost you about $106,000.
You weren't exactly sure, but you said, why not? And you were planning on booking that.
My thing is, what if you just rented a super yacht for the summer? That's about $50,000. And then that leaves you with $56,000 to give Radio U.
We all have to cut back in certain ways in order to maybe help those organizations we care about.
Sometimes you got to make some sacrifices. I didn't want the Red Cross to put that needle in my arm, but they needed blood, and so I went for it. I'm actually looking at a company that is this summer going to be running a tourist thing where you can go down to the wreckage of the Titanic if you want to. That's crazy.
Yeah, no thanks.
$106,000. Here's what happens.
For the trip?
It's total.
Wow.
And just to be clear,
airfare
Nikki,
included?
It's all inclusive.
Food and all?
It's all inclusive.
Because I know sometimes they're like, no, it's inclusive like once you get there, and then they pay for everything.
So here's the deal. It's the trip would be 8 days, and you fly out of, you fly into Newfoundland. So I guess in my mind, they're saying London to Newfoundland, but here I guess you could go straight from New York to there. You know, you'll have to set that up with the company.
Yeah, you meet them.
But you fly by helicopter from Newfoundland to the support yacht, where you'll spend 2 days on the yacht. And then you will make your Titanic trip. It is a...
And you're diving?
Mm-hmm. It takes 2.5 hours to get down there.
That would be so weird.
Terrifying.
My same thoughts on space, meaning like you get so afraid. Not claustrophobic like here, but the fact that it would take 2 hours in case something would happen. Or like it would take days to get down from space if something were to happen. That's the part that freaks me out.
The thing about this, Nikki, is that if something happens, you would actually probably be dead before you even knew
realize
it happened.
It.
You're under 2.5. I don't know how much it is. How many miles of ocean that it is? It's about 2 miles worth of ocean. Yeah. And the thing about it that I think is amazing, looking at the mini sub that you take down there, it seats 5 people. The windows are like 4 inches across. So, I mean, if you have this idea in your mind, like it's going to be this
floor.
Big bubble or glass floor. No. You're going to be down there, but you are literally going to have your face up against glass trying to see something, but it will not be easy for you to see it at all. I don't know, like technically how big the windows are, but it's called Ocean Gate Cyclops 2. That is the name of the boat that you've got there. Only 140 people have actually been down to the Titanic wreckage, and that's total.
Sure.
So this is a
and
chance.
And most of that was, what's his face?
Bob Ballard?
No, the one guy.
James Cameron?
That's it. Mostly his crew.
There's something to that. So they say that the wreckage isn't going to last a whole lot longer, like the ocean is reclaiming it. So if you want to get down there and see it, this will be
your opportunity.
You don't have a ton of time to get that done. So you've got, what did I say? If you have $106,000, this is something you can do. That's cheaper than going to space, though. You know, if you got all that money, you're just like, we got to spend it on something.
Or if you just want to do a staycation, again, your money could help a lot of organizations.
You could support, non-coms like a Radio U. They're a non-profit. They're out there doing their thing.
And we'll sit and watch Titanic with you.
I'll tell you what, $2,000, a beautiful Samsung Quantum Dot 4K TV. We'll see if we can get you a nice documentary on the Titanic. You know, it's going to be just
perfect.
As comfortable. Maybe even more so.
It's the Riot.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Yeah.
Radio U.
Let's talk about the tournament. I just got a text from JT. I'm, of course, talking about the NCAA Men's Basketball Division I.
Yes, tournament.
Tournament, yes. The bracket challenge that we did. I hope you guys signed up for it. Nikki and I did.
We have a Radio U group. It's closed, so obviously you can't join now. But
I'm in last place.
Aww.
In the bracket, so that's exciting. JT says, Obi picked Michigan to win the tournament. I appreciate you having more faith in me.
In Michigan, then
Michigan
maybe
fan,
he does.
He says. Now, well, JT, let me explain to you why I picked Michigan for
you're gonna
the
you're going to love this scientific
win,
reasoning.
Okay? When I was getting ready to fill out my bracket, I saw an article, and the title was, Could Michigan Go All the Way?
He didn't even read the article,
and I
mind
was like,
you.
Sure they could.
Why not? Let's put them there.
They're going all the way. Big Ten. Yeah.
Well, woo-hoo! I put Kansas, so I guess we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, I don't. I worked really hard. You know, I got a couple of them right. Like, is this my bracket that I'm looking at right now? I hope it is.
It should say Obadiah on it. It's got your bracket.
It does.
That's yours.
Okay. Like, I mean, I got some of them right. I missed a couple. Nobody's beating Lance, though. Lance is the, like, top bracket dude.
Or just overall, the entire bracket?
Not overall. If you look at the entire bracket, now keep in mind, I don't have their real name, Nikki, but our top person right now is Random Pants.
Great.
So they're winning.
They're really doing well.
Strumming on My Duke Ukulele is tied for first place with Random Pants and Ohio Psych.
I really love all the names. Someone put like Barackett Obama.
That was my favorite, actually. That was my favorite.
Well, you guys are clever. Oh, well.
Yeah, so, look. And let's see, behind, as far as our DJs go, Lance is the highest ranked DJ right now. Behind him is Hudson. And let's see, behind Hudson is...
There's a lot on there. You got to go through the whole list.
Parable of the Beatdown. Let's see, Radio U Zach. And, got to go to the next page.
To go over there.
Next page. Then I see Nikki. And then I see me.
Josh?
Well, I must have missed Josh. How did I miss Josh? You know, he's the night guy. He's harder to spot. He likes to hide in the shadows.
Well, again, we'll keep an eye on our brackets, see how it's going.
Why can't I find Josh? I'm an idiot.
Sometimes you just got to let it go.
Sometimes you just can't find it. And that's fine. So you know what? Good luck to everybody with your brackets. Nikki and I are just glued to this thing. Like, just can't stop looking at it.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
Subway.
The chain.
The chain. The sandwich slingers.
Yes.
Sandwich artists, I believe they prefer to be called. I guess it just depends on how you want to look at it. Where are you at on Subway?
I go through, like, I flirt with it every so often, and then I go cold.
Oh, okay.
So, it's like a wave. Not even really waves. The very far and between.
When you say you flirt with it, is that just eyes, or are you holding hands?
No, meaning, like, I'll really just be like, I love it! And then I'll go a few times, and I feel like I'm back on the subway train, and then it just dies off.
On again, off again.
Yep.
Nikki takes the shortest route. Only one station.
Yep.
Then she's out.
And then we break up, and we go through it all over again.
To me, if I'm eating Subway, it's because someone insisted. That's pretty much it.
Well, it just seems like you're running behind or you're somewhere where it just happens to be at.
Yeah, it's just really cheap to open a franchise. So, oh, look, there's one in this gas station. I guess I'll eat a Subway. It's not because I chose it. It's because circumstances
chose me.
Yeah. So Subway is now suing the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. You might recall a week, 2 weeks ago, CBC came out with a report in which they said that Subway's chicken is only 50% chicken.
I remember that study.
And the rest of it was just soybeans. Subway is claiming $210 million in damages.
Really?
And they are saying that that was defamatory? Defamatory.
Yeah.
Boy, when you say it that way,
there's something else. Like, it's fine.
Defamatory, defamatory, defamatory.
Defam.
Let's just say it this way. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So they're totally suing them.
It hurts their company and their image.
Yeah.
Because I think, to quote, you said there was so little chicken in there, apparently it might as well be vegan.
We're almost there.
You were almost there.
As a vegan, at what point do you say to yourself, like, oh, I can eat this. It's only 50% chicken. I know it's 0%.
But it's close enough.
It's a joke. Hyperbole. So they are not screwing around, dude. They say that despite our efforts to share the facts with the CBC about the high quality of our chicken and to express our strong objectives to their inaccurate claims, they have not issued a retraction as we requested.
Now, they covered other restaurants, too, McDonald's and a few others, stating, like, what's the actual ratio of what they say chicken is actually chicken in an item.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some filler stuff, and I think we all know that.
So they had a what they called the chicken challenge, where, as Nikki is saying, they went around, tested chicken in all these restaurants. And I haven't seen, have you seen anybody else complaining?
No one else has cared, but Subway was the one they called the worst.
Dude.
So I think that's why.
They said that the oven roasted chicken at Subway was 53.6% chicken, and that the chicken strips.
And the rest was oven.
And the rest was oven. And the chicken strips were 42.8% chicken.
So they're mad.
So, they say, we don't know how they produce such unreliable and factually incorrect data, but we are insisting on a full retraction. Producing high-quality food for our customers is our highest priority. But not getting all the chicken? What? So, that lawsuit is moving forward.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
In Chicago, they're like, all he has is pink eye. What a relief.
Yeah, right.